Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's Korea Herald podcast. I hope you guys are starting off strong on a Monday, and it's already the second week of April. Joining me today is Ali from the copy editing desk. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Monday blues?
Yes, Monday blues. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did.
Yes, nice, yes, relaxing weekend. Off to another great week. Mm.
네, 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트와 함께 해주셔서 감사합니다. 오늘 제가 준비한 기사는요, 연상호 감독님의 신작이죠. 기생수 더 그레이 리뷰에 관한 기사이고요. 들어가기 전에 알리와 함께 읽어보고 오겠습니다.
Herald Review. Parasite the Grey, run-of-the-mill monster horror series that lacks charm of the original manga. Parasite the Grey, the ambitiously reimagined series by star director Yeon Sang-ho, is a run-of-the-mill monster horror show that fails to capture the charm and essence of the original manga. The series is set in the universe of the popular Japanese manga series Parasite, but completely deviates from the original plot to exclusively narrate the stories that unfold as the parasites invade South Korea. With the monsters, which have tentacles erupting from their heads, there was a risk of them appearing juvenile. Yet, thanks to advanced VFX techniques, the monster tentacles boast a realistic and terrifying appearance that is enough to convince and entertain young viewers and adult audiences alike. Parasite the Grey depicts how organizations, which were created for the coexistence of individuals, can clash with people, leaving the audience to ponder about what coexistence truly entails.
네, 첫 번째 문단을 보시면요. Parasite the Grey, 기생수 더 그레이는 The ambitiously reimagined series by star director 연상호. 연상호 감독이 야심차게 재해석한 시리즈는 is a run-of-the-mill monster horror show that fails to capture the charm and essence of the original manga. 원작 만화의 매력과 본질을 담아내지 못한 심심한 괴수호러 작품이다. 여기서 ambitiously는 야심차게이고요. run-of-the-mill은 지극히 평범한 혹은 보통의 것이라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. capture은 뭐뭐를 사로잡다. 그리고 manga는 만화입니다. So in this case, ambitiously is like, you know, when you eagerly start something, when you visually endeavor on something.
Yeah, maybe boldly or bravely even. It's like there's a lot of stuff to take on. It's a big project. Mm-hmm. And he boldly or ambitiously decided to take it on.
And we usually kind of use this term at the start of something, you know, when you launch something,
yes,
when you drop a new album, yeah, or something like that, right?
Yeah, if someone were to embark on writing a novel, mm-hmm, you could say they took on the ambitious task of writing a novel or ambitiously started writing a novel. Yeah.
And run-of-the-mill is like, you know, humdrum, average.
Yeah, normal, average, like nothing special, right?
But it's not like a degrading term, right?
No.
Not at all.
It's not like a bad
term. Just in case, you know, our listeners could.
It's not overly positive, right? It's not like a good thing, but it's not a bad thing.
Bad thing either. It's like,
okay, there's nothing new, perhaps, about it.
So not so great, but not so bad at the same time.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, it's what you would expect from a horror film. Mm.
And capture is like catch, but in this case, I think it's more like garnering, you know, someone's attention, I guess.
Yeah, or like maybe even achieving, or mm-hmm, like you said, like garnering someone's attention, or in
seeking
this
case, for someone's attract their attention.
Attract or even perhaps possess the charm, right, of the original manga.
And manga here is like cartoon, comic.
Yeah, so I guess the English phrase is comic. Manga is the sort of animation, right, like films and stuff, whereas like
the Avengers, the original Avengers series manga.
Or I always get confused, does manga refer to like books? And then it's anime, I think.
I
get so confused.
I don't know.
Either way, it's, cartoons, comics,
But I think we use the term manga a lot for Japanese animations.
Yes, right? So, like, manga and anime are Japanese terms, whereas in Korean, manhwa is, like, for both.
Comic.
Yeah, anything mm-hmm, that's comic, right? Yeah.
그리고 두 번째 문단을 보시면요. The series is set in the universe of the popular Japanese manga series Parasite. 기생수는 일본의 인기 만화 시리즈 기생수의 세계관을 배경으로 하지만 but completely deviates from the original plot. 원작의 줄거리에서 완전히 벗어나 to, ex- exclusively narrate the stories that unfold as the parasites invade South Korea. 기생수들이 한국을 침략하면서 펼쳐지는 이야기를 그린다. 여기서 universe는 어떤 특정한 유형의 세계를 의미하고요. deviate은 일상 혹은 예상 등에서 벗어나다. 그리고 narrate은 이야기를 하다 혹은 들려주다라고 이해하실 수 있겠고요. unfold는 어떤 내용이 서서히 펼쳐지다라는 의미입니다. So in this case, the universe is like a creation of a specific reality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think the term universe is used a lot among K-pop idols. You know, the universe they have.
It's also like in fictional world,
like
right?
concept.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a it's a place that's created for specific characters or idols. So you can even think like in Harry Potter, you know, people could say the universe of Harry Potter or the Marvel universe.
The Avengers.
Right, Avengers. So it's like that's that fictional world.
So mostly a fictional thing.
Yeah.
Not realistic.
Yeah. Obviously universe itself, mm-hmm. like the universe itself is a real thing. But then in this case, it is a fictional creation.
And to deviate from something is like when you diverge, you drift away from something.
Yeah, you kind of stray away from the original plot. So it says that it's kind of, it's not, it didn't really stick to the original plot.
And I think the word deviate is sometimes used to refer to, you know, teenagers or students who kind of like, you know, they grow up well and then suddenly they just, you know, you know, start smoking or like drinking, you know, children who deviate from.
Yeah, there's actually a noun that's deviants, which is like basically people who, stray away from the regular sort of rule abiding thing, right? Yeah.
To like the bad things.
Yes, do bad things, yeah.
And narrate here is like when you try to describe something or when you tell something or and
tell
maybe this case it's more of like portray the visual the visuals.
Yeah, so here it's like portray the stories of or tell the stories that unfold in this universe.
And unfold is like become known when you tell something.
Yeah, it's like the stories that develop, right?
Develop
so like
throughout.
If you say a story unfolds in this universe, the story takes place or develops, kind of goes on in this universe. Mm-hmm.
So have you heard about this Netflix series or the comic, the Japanese comic?
Oh, no. So actually, I only really heard about it when I edited
Same.
This article. I'm not a big like manga fan, so I don't really know that world too much, but it looks quite like the effects look quite impressive.
Realistic.
Yeah. So you said you didn't know this one either.
Yeah, it's my first time. Yeah, and I think this has been released last Friday on Netflix, so why don't you guys try it out?
Yeah, maybe we'll all give it a watch. It'll be my next weekend's watch.
Okay. 그리고 세 번째 문단을 보시면요. With the monsters which have tentacles erupting from their heads, 머리에 솟아난 촉수를 가진 괴물들과 함께 there was a risk of them appearing juvenile. 유치해질 수 있을 뻔했는데 yet, thanks to advanced VFX techniques, 고급 기술과 함께 the monster tentacles boast a realistic and terrifying appearance that is enough to convince and entertain young viewers and adult audiences alike. 촉수는 현실적이고 무섭게 나왔으며 어린이와 성인 시청자들을 충분히 만족시킬 수 있다. 여기서 erupt는 폭발하는이고요. juvenile은 어린애 같은 혹은 유치한이라는 의미를 갖고 있고요. boast는 뽐내다, 자랑하다, 그리고 entertain은 즐겁게 해주다로 이해하실 수 있겠습니다. So in this case, erupt is like explode, flare up.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, volcanoes erupt,
volcano
right?
Erupts.
So it's like something exploding out of. So you can picture that these tentacles are like exploding out of.
Yeah, like out of their heads.
Yeah.
Something pops out from their head.
So it's quite almost like a violent image, right? Like just like these massive tentacles.
It is.
Right?
saw the image and it's like.
Yeah, it's not like a one single like delicate tentacle. Yeah. It's like huge.
It was really big and thick.
Yeah. So it's like, it gives a big image of something exploding. Yeah.
And juvenile is like something but young and immature at the same time.
Yeah. So it's like immature, kind of like silly, a little maybe cheesy. So it's
childish.
Like, childish, right? So it's like they were worried that it might appear quite
childish.
Yeah.
So yeah. Unrealistic.
Yeah, a little unrealistic. Maybe like not for adults, right? Adults won't enjoy that. Kind of maybe a bit like underdeveloped even.
And boast here is like to brag, show
yeah.
off.
Yeah, it's like, so it's talking about their VFX, right? So it's like they brag about, or like they can, I guess, yeah, boast or brag that they have like the best techniques is kind of what it's saying. It's like be proud of
something.
Yeah.
And entertain here is like to amuse or delight
mm-hmm.
something. And in this case, you know, is like viewers.
Yeah. So it's saying that both adults and young viewers will be entertained, will have fun watching this. Yeah.
그리고 마지막 문단을 보시면요. Parasite the Great depicts how organizations, which were created for the coexistence of individuals, can clash with people, leaving the audience to ponder about what coexistence truly entails. 기생수 더 그레이는 개인의 공존을 위해 만들어진 조직이 사람과 어떻게 충돌하는지에 대한 얘기이며 공존이 무엇일까라는 질문을 던진다. 여기서 depict는 뭐뭐를 묘사하다 혹은 그리다이고요. clash는 맞붙다, ponder은 곰곰이 생각하다, 그리고 entail은 수반하다라는 의미입니다. So in this case, depict is, you know, to illustrate, portray something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so depict is kind of, it has kind of the word picture in it, right? So it's like to kind of show the picture of, or like you said, illustrate.
Visualize,
yeah. You could also replace it with a less visual mm-hmm. thing of saying it tells the story of, or it, you know, earlier we said narrates the story of. But here it's trying to paint a more visual image.
And clash is like when you are in conflict with something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like fights, clash, when there's a disagreement that could be physical or not. But yeah, there's some sort of conflict here.
And to ponder on something is when you think about, closely think about something, when you reflect on something.
Yeah, reflect is a really good word.
You know, throws a question.
Yeah, you kind of, if someone asks you a question, you're pondering on it. You're thinking about the different
delve ideas. Delve into something.
Yeah, delve into something. That's a good word.
And entail is when you imply something.
Yeah.
When you mean something.
Yeah, imply. So what coexistence truly entails, what it truly will involve, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
네, 그러면 끝나기 전에 알리와 다시 한번 읽어보고 오겠습니다.
Herald Review, Parasite the Grey, run-of-the-mill monster horror series that lacks charm of the original manga. Parasite the Grey, the ambitiously reimagined series by star director Yeon Sang-woo, is a run-of-the-mill monster horror show that fails to capture the charm and essence of the original manga. The series is set in the universe of the popular Japanese manga series Parasite, but completely deviates from the original plot to exclusively narrate the stories that unfold as the parasites invade South Korea. With the monsters, which have tentacles erupting from their heads, there was a risk of them appearing juvenile. Yet, thanks to advanced VFX techniques, the monster tentacles boast a realistic and terrifying appearance that is enough to convince and entertain young viewers and adult audiences alike. Parasite the Grey depicts how organizations, which were created for the coexistence of individuals, can clash with people, leaving the audience to ponder about what coexistence truly entails.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Korea Herald podcast.
Thank you so much.